Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, December 2nd. Tesla is having issues securing solar panel supply amid the global supply crisis, and that has led to delays on customer projects. Emails have been sent to the solar buyers informing them and thanking for their patience. A source familiar with the matter told Electrek that Tesla is not expecting to get more solar panels until next month. As we previously reported, Tesla has been expecting a loss of 3 to 4 megawatts of solar projects this quarter. With January likely to be extreme with the lack of modules available, the company should potentially miss out on more projects in the first quarter of 2022. Tesla is asking the U.S. government to waive tariffs on graphite coming from China. They say that they can't get it anywhere else. They write in part, quote, "Tesla has demonstrated with the information presented in this request that artificial graphite is currently not available in these specifications nor capacity outside of its current suppliers, and China that is required for Tesla's manufacture of EV batteries in the United States. Now, any tariff on the material would negatively affect Tesla's battery cost, and as the biggest consumer of battery cells in the U.S., it would have the greatest impact. Of course, other suppliers are currently being pursued, and Tesla also indicated that they are working on new chemistry that it obtained through a startup acquisition, and that new chemistry utilizes silicon in the anode to replace the graphite." In partnership with Radio Flyer, Tesla has released a kid-sized CyberQuad ATV, and it sold out on the Tesla website very quickly. The CyberQuad for kids sports a top speed of 10 miles an hour and a maximum range of 15 miles, which is quite a bit for a kid. With the release, Tesla's chief designer, Franz von Holzhausen, rides along in a video with a full-size CyberQuad prototype of his own. With a stylish light bar and futuristic angle design and $1,900, the CyberQuad for kids will arrive as soon as 2 weeks for the lucky few who got them. Just in time for Christmas. Tesla announced that it has officially moved its headquarters to a location next to Gigafactory, Texas in Austin. At the 2021 shareholders meeting back in October, Elon Musk announced that Tesla would be moving its headquarters from Palo Alto, California to Austin, Texas. Now it's complete. Tesla issued a new SEC filing that confirmed the move and stated the new address. Right now, the location only has temporary trailers and construction offices. Tesla followers have been wondering whether Tesla will move its headquarters into the main Gigafactory building itself or onto a different building on the site. Perhaps the new building will be located on the current site of the trailers. Last week, we reported on the YouTube channel Full Mag modifying a Tesla Model X with dual machine guns coming out of the Falcon Wing doors. And without wasting time, they changed a Model 3 to have a minigun coming out of the front trunk. At one point in the video, they ride in the darkness of night with night vision goggles on, firing the car-mounted automatic weapon into, well, presumably a safe target. Only in America, huh? General Motors will bring the Chevy Bolt EV and EUV back into production the week of January the 24th, 2022. In August, GM recalled all Bolt EVs and EUVs, responding to the battery defect that led to fires. After some less-than-total software and fixes, GM halted production. At one point, they said it would commence in 2022, and now we have a definite date. Battery supply is a concerning bottleneck for many EV makers, and these replace cells on top of the other ones that they need for the future vehicles compounds the issue for General Motors. General Motors does not currently sell any EVs right now, despite promising to have 20 new models on the road by 2023. Polestar has shared its 3-year business plan, including the launch of 3 EVs, 2 SUVs that are electric, and the Polestar 5 sport sedan. Polestar CFO Johan Malmquist stated that the company expects to see a growth in sales tenfold of what it is today, estimating 290,000 EV deliveries and $17.8 billion in revenue by the year 2025. This expansion strategy includes 150 new retail locations next year. Part of Polestar's ambitions include 3 new EV models, which will arrive over the next 3 years. What was once called the Precept concept car has now been unsheathed as the Polestar 5, and that sedan does feature a LiDAR sensor, including one in the rear window that, all things considered, I think it hides pretty well. The CEO of Stellantis, the owners of Chrysler and other car brands, said in new comments during the Reuters conference this week, quote, "What has been decided is to impose on the automotive industry the electrification that brings 50% additional costs against a conventional vehicle. There is no way we can transfer 50% of additional costs to the final consumer because most parts of the middle class will not be able to pay." He went on to say, quote, "The future will tell us who is going to be able to digest this and who will fail. We are putting the industry on the limits." At its Futures event in Yokohama, Japan, Nissan unveiled an electric lunar rover that was developed alongside the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency. The prototype features all-wheel drive technology that Nissan says will be featured on certain trim levels of the 2023 Nissan Ariya SUV. They call it E-Force technology. At least I think it's called E-Force. They spell it E-4 and then O-R-C-E. I don't think they're going for E-4-Orse, but anyways, the technology allows for precise control of all four wheels independently, trekking through uneven terrain, perhaps encountered by the Platinum Plus version of the Ariya. The vehicle is currently open for reservations, with delivery expected next fall. No word yet on whether the electric lunar rover will ever make it to space. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.